Goody, this is your host Jay Smooth, and welcome to the Life Unexamined is Not Worth Living, and we are on episode 3, Conditional versus Unconditional. Now, before I get started, you all can find me on Spotify and Apple, and there you all can subscribe to my podcast. Follow me on IG at the_life_unexamined_podcast. And there I'll be sharing some video content of me discussing various topics that I talk about on my episodes during the week. And I'll also be sharing my words of the day to keep y'all actively thinking. And please visit my website, examineourlives.com, where you can find information about my podcast, information about myself. You can find information about guests that I have on my episodes. I have some blogs that I'm putting together as well. And if you want to reach out to me, you can hit me up on my website. Any suggestions, feedback, any questions that you may have, please don't hesitate to ask. And if it makes it easier for y'all, you can also leave me a voice message on my website. And who knows, I may end up playing a message on one of my episodes. With your consent, of course. Alright, so let's get back to business. Y'all probably like, what are we talking about, conditional versus unconditional? Yeah, it's just another foundational topic that plays into who we are. It's funny how that works. Episode 1 was foundation. Episode 2 was who am I? It's almost like all of these episodes tie into each other. But anyway, I digress. Now, I know that y'all all can relate to being in a scenario where you're either on the receiving end or you're the person that's complaining and voicing your frustrations. And any type of relationship could be a friendship, it could be a partnership, it could be a family, and you have complaints. You love them, you sacrifice for them, and you're saying to yourself, like, yo, like, y'all don't even reciprocate the same thing to me. Right? You get frustrated. You're just like, yo, I don't understand why they do this. I don't understand why they can't reciprocate the same love and actions. Now, pause. This is what you would call the inquiring phase. And this is usually where everybody stops. We don't usually delve deeper, and the answers are right in front of us. And I don't just mean that figuratively. I mean, like, the answers are literally right in front of us. Some of us won't even express how we feel. We'll just suppress it. We'll keep it inside. And we'll just keep going on with our day-to-day. And even if we do have a conversation with somebody, it usually leads to conflict or even more misunderstanding. So you know what I'm going to do for y'all? I'm going to bring y'all all past the inquiring phase, and we're going to enter into the world of foundational understanding and solutions. So let's turn to the handy-dandy Merriam-Webster's Dictionary for the definition of conditional. Subject to, implying, or dependent upon a condition. A premise upon which the fulfillment of an agreement depends. A stipulation. So, in some ways, we're all conditional people. In some ways, we are. Use a job for an example. Before you sign a contract or you sign an agreement, right, you want to make sure that your conditions are met before you sign that. You want to make sure that your pay is all right. You want to make sure that the work environment is, well, in theory, you hope that the work environment is what you're looking for. You know, you want to be set up. You want your conditions met before you move on and make that agreement. Think about when you go to a restaurant. Think about when you want to determine what type of tip you want to give to the waiter or the waitress. If you had good food, if the service was good, those conditions might end up making you a little bit more generous with your money. You know what I'm saying? You're being conditional. Let's use another example. Let's use an example when you're looking for a car. You go to a dealership. Let's say you're looking for a car that has certain features, that's a certain color, that has a certain interior. It goes from 0 to 60 in a certain amount of seconds. These are all the criteria that we think of in our head, and these are the conditions that we need to be met before we sign an agreement when we're in the dealership. That entire experience may play a factor into if our conditions are being met as well. Because let's say the person, the salesperson that you're dealing with is an idiot, and they're just trying to keep pushing, pushing, push. That might turn you off. You know what I'm saying? Your conditions are not met, so you bounce. But if your conditions are met and you get in the vehicle that you're looking for, it has all the features that you want, it's the year that you want, it's what you're looking for. Your conditions have been met. You sign that contract. You sign the agreement. You're good. These are all straightforward examples of how we all are conditional in ways. It's pretty straightforward. It's basic. I know that you all will understand that. But there's other scenarios, though, where it's not so straightforward. And there's other scenarios where there's circumstantial conditional behavior. And then there's, I'm naturally a conditional person. And those two are different things. And now we're going to delve into that. So when you're naturally a conditional person, your personality lends to that, which means that, yes, you're conditional in the scenarios that I gave before. And like I said, those are pretty straightforward. But you're a conditional person in all scenarios. So it doesn't matter what the circumstances are or who you're dealing with, you will always be a conditional person. So let's use an example of when we grow up, right? Like when we're younger and we have our parents or parent or your grandparents or whatever your situation was when you grew up. You got your chores that you got to do. You got certain responsibilities that are thrown upon you. Or maybe you're in a situation where your family needs some help. You're getting older and they ask you to get a job, help out financially, or just, support them in the ways that they need to show them love. But you don't really want to do that unless your conditions are met. If it's too mentally taxing and you just don't know how to deal with it, you won't push through it and you're just not going to do it for them. So let's think about those who say, I don't feel like doing that. Or, yeah, I'm not doing that right now. Like, I got other stuff I want to do, or I don't feel like it, right? Now, a lot of times we chalk that up to, they're just children, they're immature, and they're lazy sometimes. And there's some truth to that, 100%. But there's also truth to the fact that there are some people and some children that's just who they are. That's their personality. And it's not just about them maturing and about their brain developing. These are actually real personality traits that will continue even when they get older. And that's the part that a lot of people don't understand. They don't really understand the aspect of our personality and how that really does shape who we are. Because everything is not something that we can just work on all the time, right? So in the scenario that I gave with that child, as they get older, guess what? When it comes to responsibilities, when it comes to them taking care of what they need to take care of, they still may struggle when they get older. You know why? Because it wasn't just based on them being a child. It was based on them being who they are. And then that conditional behavior bleeds into every aspect of their life. Because remember what I said, those are naturally conditional people. Doesn't matter the scenario. So now when it comes to dealing with your family as you get older, dealing with your friends, dealing with a partner, it bleeds into all of those spaces. So friendships, for example, you may have some friends that they'll ask a conditional person to help them out. They're going through something, they're asking them to show them love, to show them support. And a conditional person may give you all of those, but then they may not give you all those depending on what they're going through, depending on if they feel like it, depending on what they have going on in their lives. They may not give you what you're looking for if you're a friend that's seeking that, because their conditions haven't been met. Their conditions is not exactly where they want it to be, where they believe that they're in a position that they can help you. So now we move over to relationships, partnerships. And in a relationship and a partnership, you could have a party that's looking for same thing as a friendship, but obviously there's a romantic aspect to it, and it's a different type of interaction with a partner. But they're looking for support. They're looking for love. They're looking for communication. They're looking for somebody to take care of them, to help them, right? Now, someone who's conditional, they may or may not give you that as well. They could treat you magnificently. They could treat you like a king or a queen, or they could treat you like complete and utter crap. Consistency varies. Because it could depend on, like I said before, what they're going through, if they're stressed out, if they had a bad day, if they had a good day. They may support you, they may not support you. They may show you love, they may have loving actions, they may have actions that have nothing to do with love at all. They may show selfish actions. It all depends on their conditions. The conditions are the determining factor of what they will do for you. And this is a foundational point that I need you all to keep into the forefront of your mind. So now, let's go back to Merriam-Webster's again, and we're going to look up the definition of unconditional. So unconditional is not subject to conditions or limitations, free from restraint. All right, so no limitations, no restraints. So let's use an example of someone who is a sports fan. Let's say they're a basketball fan. Let's say that they're a Knicks fan, they're a Lakers fan, whatever. It doesn't really matter what fan you are. But you know what? Let's use the Knicks as an example. And nah, we ain't doing nothing like sports like that. I'm not getting into it heavy like that. You know what I'm saying? This is not what this is for. But it's a perfect example because being a Knicks fan, that organization has been ran terribly for decades. And it's still one of the most popular teams in the world. But being a Knicks fan, it takes dedication, it takes loyalty, it takes support, and it also takes you being unconditional. So those fans that you see that go to them games, they have unconditional love for the Knicks, and they're paying crazy prices too. And it's frustrating, all of that, but they love their team. It's unconditional, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter what the conditions are, and that team has been bad for a long time. You know what I'm saying? They all right right now. You know what I mean? They're not going to do anything in the playoffs. But my point and what I'm saying is you have to be an unconditional fan to continue to follow the Knicks and support them. And let's use another example for sports. Let's say that you actually don't even like being around a crowd. You don't like being around people like that. The atmosphere is not really your thing, but you love basketball. You love your team. So it doesn't matter to you. It doesn't move you. You're going to go out there and support your team regardless. You're going to watch them, you're going to be entertained, and that's what it's going to be for you, unconditional. Now, let's go to the other side of the spectrum. Examples like when keeping it real goes wrong, like from the Dave Chappelle show. But what I'm trying to say is, let's say you have a situation where someone is at work and one of their coworkers, or even let's say that their manager says something to them that they didn't like, they felt it was disrespectful. Now, for them, they don't want to go through HR, they don't want to go through that process. They just want to say whatever they want, and they don't care about the conditions. They don't care that they're at work, that they're working for somebody else who is their employer. Doesn't matter to them. They're going to be unconditionally who they are. So in that situation, they tell them how they feel, and they may even disrespect that person who's in power, and that might end up leading to them losing their job. Now, to that person that was being unconditional, they said, look, I don't care. I'm going to say whatever I want. I'm going to speak my mind. Whatever comes from it, comes from it. That's another example of someone being unconditional. Their conditions don't matter to them. They're going to express themselves the way that they want, and it doesn't matter. They feel free. Now, those are all examples of something that can be circumstantial. People who are unconditional based on their circumstances. Not to be confused with someone who is naturally an unconditional person. Somebody whose personality lends to them being unconditional. Not to say that they aren't conditional in certain scenarios, but for the most part, they're an unconditional person. Now, let's go back to how they grew up, how they were raised. The same expectations are thrown on them. The same responsibilities are thrown on them. But an unconditional person might react or will probably react in a different way because their conditions don't matter to them. So if their family needs them to take care of the chores, they'll take care of it. It doesn't matter. If their family needs them to take on the responsibilities, it doesn't matter to them. It doesn't matter what they feel. It doesn't matter what they're going through. They're going to do what's asked of them. Out of love, they have unconditional love for their family. If they see that their family is hurting, they're going to be there for them. They're going to do what they need to do to help out their family. If they need to help out the family financially, they need to go get a job. It doesn't matter to them. They're going to do what they need to do to support their family. And I'm not saying that they may not have struggles, you know, because they're children and they're immature still. And not saying that they can't be lazy and all of that. They can be, for sure. A lot of children are like that. But for the most part, their personality lends to their unconditional behavior. The conditions may change, but the mindset doesn't. Now, on the flip side, a child can exhibit unconditional behavior that is disruptive. They can be disrespectful towards their family, towards their parents. They don't care. They just want to move in the way that they want to move. They're selfish. If their family is hurting, they don't care because it doesn't benefit them. They are unconditionally who they are. The conditions that surround them doesn't matter. They don't care to show love to their family in that way because it's just not them. Regardless if we're talking about unconditional behavior from a positive standpoint or from a negative standpoint, all of this bleeds into your relationships when you get older. It bleeds into your friendships, your partnerships, how you deal with your family. It bleeds into every aspect of your life, the same as conditional people. There's no difference when it comes to that. It's the same thing. So when it comes to friendships, an unconditional person may show you unwavering support, unwavering love, They'll talk to you when you need them to talk to you. The conditions don't matter to them. Or you could also have a friend who is going to tell you what you may not want to hear. And they're going to tell you about yourself, and they're going to speak their minds no matter what, no matter the conditions. Even if you may not want to hear it, they're still going to tell you because they're unconditionally who they are. Then we have examples when it comes to partners. When it comes to a partnership, an unconditional person will show you unwavering love as well, unwavering support. They'll be there for you no matter what. It doesn't matter the circumstances. Doesn't matter if they had a good day. Doesn't matter if they had a bad day. The mindset doesn't change. The actions don't change. But they also may tell you what you don't want to hear. Same exact thing as a friendship. They may not be sensitive to your feelings, depending on their personality, depending on how they are, right? So these are all things that could happen when you have someone who is unconditional. Essentially, what I'm saying is that an unconditional person is going to give you who they are no matter the conditions. And it's going to be a high frequency. It's going to be a high frequency of you getting these actions on the regular. It's not going to be infrequent. It's not going to be up and down. Nah, it's going to be pretty consistent. You're going to get the same thing consistently from an unconditional person. But I do want to put a disclaimer out there and say that now when it comes to trauma, that is definitely something that could change somebody. Even if somebody is naturally an unconditional person, that could definitely change them. But there are scenarios where someone has gone through trauma, but who they are naturally still stands out and they still exhibit the same unconditional behavior. But I did want to throw that out there. I didn't want that to go unsaid. But now let's enter into a world where conditional and unconditional people mix with each other. And I'm telling you, it's a sight to behold. So we have a world filled with people who fall into two different umbrellas, the conditional side and the unconditional side. They all intermingle with each other. They all indulge in different activities with each other. They become companions, their family. They have boyfriend and girlfriends, husband and wives. It's like a block party on a grand scale. But in this party, it's a mixture of happiness, sadness, loneliness, anger, frustration, peace, tranquility, stress, humor, trauma. It's a mixture of so many different emotions and feelings and thoughts. And within this block party, we have a mother and a daughter. The mother took care of the daughter since she was little, but she always has some problems. She has some issues. And by the way, I forgot to say, the mom is conditional. The daughter is unconditional. But let's get back to the story. The mother has some issues. She always had problems dealing with stress. It affected her family life. It affected how she raised her daughter. And it affected her job. It wasn't easy for her to keep jobs because she couldn't handle the stress that came along with that. So the daughter was always there for the mother. She always gave her support. Whatever she needed, she always provided that since she was younger. And as that daughter got older and the mother aged, it was still the same process. The mother was still leaning on the daughter to help her. The daughter had no issues helping her. The daughter was unwavering in her love. The daughter did whatever her mother asked her to do. She was always there for her. The daughter ends up getting married and she ends up having children. The mother continues to age and she still has the same expectations for her daughter. She still doesn't know how to handle stress. She still looks to her daughter as that foundational rock to support her and to help her. And her daughter still does it, unwavering. She supports her mom. She helps her mom. But then as time progresses, the daughter starts to get to a breaking point or near a breaking point. And she's feeling the stress from her husband, from her children, and her mother keeps asking and asking and asking more and more and more from her daughter. And her mother just keeps taking from her daughter. But the mother is not really a giver, and the daughter doesn't really ask for anything like that. But their relationship has, for the most part, been the daughter gives, the mother takes. But as I said before, the daughter's getting to a point where she's breaking. So she has a conversation with her mother, and she tells her mother that it's becoming too much for her. And she would like it if, you know, maybe her moms could get some help, or, you know, maybe she could just not ask as much from her, because it's a lot that she's dealing with from so many different sides. So the mother doesn't understand. The mother is frustrated. The mother is upset. And the mother says, why would you say that to me? You've always been there for me. So the mother has those expectations for her daughter, but she's only thinking about what her daughter does for her. She's only thinking about herself. She's selfish. She's not thinking about everything that her daughter is going through. She's not thinking about the pain that her daughter feels. She's not thinking about the stress that her daughter has. She's not thinking about how she's draining her daughter, how she's asking so much from her, and the effect and the toll that is taking on her. The mother doesn't understand that every time she asks her daughter for something, that weighs on her, but it also weighs on her marriage, and it also weighs on her child rearing. It weighs on so many different aspects of her life, but the mother doesn't see it that way. And this now causes a rift in their relationship. So down the block from them are two friends, let's call them Mike and Tony. Mike is conditional, Tony is unconditional, but their relationship has always worked. Tony is always there for Mike when he needs him. Mike is there for Tony for the most part, but there could be some times if Mike is going through something, he may not be in the right mindset to help Tony and support him. But Tony is okay with that because he doesn't have those expectations for Mike. Now, he does have little frustrations with him, and Mike is a taker. He likes to receive, and he's lazy, and that does bother Tony. But, you know, it works for them. And Tony is also a person that speaks his mind and tells Mike about himself, and he doesn't care. And that rubs Mike the wrong way sometimes. You know, they get into their arguments, they have their quarrels, and they have their hiccups, but they always get over it. It's never that big of a deal for them because, as Tony always tells Mike, you know, you better be happy that I don't have to deal with you on the regular. Because if I did, I don't know if we would be friends. But that's not the case for both of them. They don't interact with each other every day. So their relationship works for them. And across the street, we have a married couple, a husband and a wife. And I'm going to just label them as titles just like I did with the mother and the daughter. The husband is conditional. The wife is unconditional. So let's start with the wife. As I said before, she's unconditional. She shows unwavering support for her husband, unwavering love. Always wants to make sure that he's taken care of. She caters to him. She always wants to make him happy. She works. She takes care of the household. But she also has a mouth on her. She gets annoyed easily. She gets frustrated at times. And she lets her husband have it. You know, she's going to tell him how she feels. And it might be rude and insensitive. But that's just who she is. The conditions don't matter. And through all this, she has some family issues going on. She's had some losses in her life. She has a little bit of trauma going on in her life as well. You know, she's dealing with a lot. But through all of that, she still is consistently who she is. She's an unconditional person. Now, on the flip side of that, we have the husband. And as I said before, he's conditional. The husband works. He takes care of the finances. And he loves his wife. He supports her. He's there for her. And he tries to cater to her in the ways that he knows how. But the frequency varies. It's going to be based on if he had a good day, if he had a bad day, what he's going through. And by the way, he does have a few family issues just like her, a few trauma-related issues just like her. And sometimes when he's going through what he's going through, he may not give his wife the time that she's looking for. He may not give her what she needs at the time. You know what I mean? Because his conditions are dictating his actions. So if he doesn't have the right mindset to accommodate her, or he's not in the right mental space to even have a conversation with her or talk to her, then that's just what it is. The intent is there, and he wants to be there for his wife. He does. The intentions are there, but the actions always aren't, because his conditions dictate that. And with all these differences, they have a bunch of arguments, and it's the same arguments. The wife complains and says, hey, you know, I cater to you. I do everything that you want. I'm always thinking about you. Even when you don't ask for anything, I'm still looking to do what I can for you. But it seems like you're ungrateful. It seems like you take what I do for granted. It's almost as if like you don't even fully appreciate how I sacrifice for you. And the husband looks at her and says, well, I don't ask you to do all of that. That's on you. And that's like a knife to the heart, to the wife, right? You know what I'm saying? Like that one hurts. But the husband says, yeah, I don't ask you to do that. So if you killing yourself for me, that's your choice. That's what you do. That's not on me. And I try to do everything that I can for you as well. But sometimes this thing is going on in my life and I just don't have the energy or the capacity to give you what you're looking for. You know, you're always complaining about everything that I do and I just don't understand you. So the wife looks at him and she says, I don't understand you either. I really just don't understand. I don't know how you could look at everything that I do and make such a insensitive statement. And then the husband says, insensitive? I mean, the way that you be talking to me and you calling me insensitive, that's comical. So they have these type of conversations on the regular and things will be good for a while. But when the problem is arising, you could see it coming a mile away. And it's just the same circular logic by both parties repeated over and over again. The same misunderstandings repeated over and over again. They just continue to beat that dead horse. So remember in the beginning when I had talked about being stuck in the inquiring phase? So this husband and the wife, they're stuck at that phase. They just keep getting into the inquiring phase and they just keep misunderstanding each other and they just go about their lives. But see, that's a life that's unexamined. See, all I'm doing is laying a foundational understanding for you all to reach your own solutions. See, a solution for me may not be the same solution for you. It may differ. So let's say that you're a conditional person and you say, man, you know what? I would love to have an unconditional person in my life as a partner because I feel like I will reap all the benefits from that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what it sounds like to me. And in theory, it does. It does sound like that. But those benefits that you reap may come at a cost, and a significant cost at that. Because let's say that that person that you're with, that unconditional person that you're with, they do all those things for you. And they're always thinking about you and, yeah, you receive. Absolutely. But what about when that person gets to their breaking point? What about when that unconditional person doesn't feel appreciated? What about when that unconditional person just had enough because the relationship is grossly imbalanced? There's a lot of giving on one end and there's a lot of receiving on the other end, right? Then what do you do? There's a course. There's always pros and cons, pardon me. Always. It's not just, oh, everything is great. Nah, it ain't always like that. But what if you're an unconditional person and you want a conditional person in your life, depending on the type of relationship, like we talked about with the friends before, right? If you want somebody that's in your life that you don't have to deal with all the time and they're conditional, that may not bother you because you don't have to deal with them on the regular. That might work for you. Or it might not. Because even if you don't have to deal with them on the regular, that person still may not work for you. They may not fit your life. You have to determine that. All of these examples in this episode as a whole is about me laying that groundwork for y'all. Conditional versus unconditional. That's the title that I have for this episode. I put those two words against each other. I put them in opposition of each other. I gave y'all the pros and the cons, but not once did I tell y'all which category I fall under. And not once did I tell y'all which category I deem to be better, which category I deem to be worse. And I don't plan to, because it's irrelevant. It doesn't matter. That's not my job. And it sure isn't my job to tell you who you are and what category you fall under. It's not my job to tell you who should be and who should not be in your life and what category they fall into. That's your job. And when you decipher that, make sure that you order your steps appropriately. And from there, you'll be moving into a realm of a life that's worth living. I'm your host, Jay Smooth, and you just listen to The Life Unexamined is Not Worth Living. And I'm out of here. Peace.